Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
How about it, all my redneck and eyes women and gentlemen out there tonight? I am sorry I'm running a little bit late. You know how it goes. You know, it's life. Not everybody can be on time every day. And today is my day to not be on time. I've had a lot going on around here. And I know you all have too, because it is trucking. And trucking is never, mind you, never an easy thing to do. So with that being said, I want to ask you guys, what have you been up to? It has been 2 weeks since I've been on and I've talked to you guys. And it's like, it seems like it's been forever for me at least. So I don't know how you guys feel, because, you know, it might be one of those things where you don't care if you talk to me or not. Well, guess what? I care if I don't talk to you. So let me give you a rundown of what's been going on here. 2 weeks ago when I did not have the show, I decided to have a yard sale. Now, I have a lot of stuff. We all have a lot of stuff. I, you know, went through my stuff, got rid of a bunch of it, got a hold of my grandmother and got rid of a bunch of her stuff, you know, some of the stuff of my dad, some of the neighbors, you know, community yard sale, let's get rid of it. So I did it because I figured, okay, I wanted to do it the first of the month because of the fact, you know, everybody seems to have more money at the first of the month, okay? So that is always a good thing, right? So I did that, and it was perfect. Good weather. It was extremely hot. My sister and my nephews helped set up. My daughter came over and helped, you know, kind of run stuff too, because, you know, it gets busy, and it makes it easier if there's somebody there actually doing, you know, taking the money and writing it down and somebody else help bagging and stuff like that, or answering questions and making up decisions on what to charge somebody for something just to get rid of it. So, and I was all about getting rid of stuff. So that was a good thing. I got rid of a lot of stuff. And when everything was said and done and I was done with the yard sale, it was real easy because I was able to take everything that was left over. And I took all that crap Goodwill. I vowed that I would never take anything over there anymore because a few months ago, I think it was the first of the year, I took a bunch of stuff over out of a storage unit. And the storage unit was dry, but when we were loading stuff up, the stuff got wet because it started pouring down rain. And when I say pouring down, like a typhoon. So I took it all over and everything was in boxes. Most of the stuff was new. All they had to do was take stuff out of the boxes. It would dry. So I go over the following day, and they tell me, well, this stuff is wet, and you brought stuff in yesterday, it was wet, and we can't take anything that's wet. Then why didn't you tell me that the day before? Come on, really? Here's your sign. Tell me about it. So I decided, fine, I wasn't taking anything else over there. Well, for me to go anywhere else around here, you know, that's local, you know, it's a 15 minute to 20 minute drive to take it. And, you know, gas prices the way they are, yeah, they ain't happening. I'll take it over town, get rid of it, be done with it, not to worry about it. So long story short, I did that Wednesday. So because my yard sale went Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and it started, you know, so setting up on Wednesday was crucial. I started setting stuff up on Tuesday because I want to have it done. So all I had to do was pop the tops or the tarps off and be done with it. It was going good. 2 days. It went good on Thursday. It went good on Friday. Greg came home Friday. Robbie came in Friday, too, and he was here with us for almost a week. So Saturday, when it was all said and done, I closed up early on Friday because it seemed like it, you know, by 4 o'clock, there was nobody around, and I was going till 5. And I had set up there. My nephews were here with me on Friday, and my sister came to pick them up, and it seemed like for over an hour, nobody came by. Well, I'm not going to sit there and wait because it was 90-some degrees out. So closed up early on Friday. I went over on to my dad's afterwards after I got everything closed up and done. And
we were over there and Robbie was in. So when they got done piddling with the trucks, because, you know, of course, always something to do on trucks,
whether you want to do it or not, there's always something to do. So with them, they had Greg actually put an air ride system on the front axle of his truck. He says it rides like a Cadillac now. So I don't know, because I have not been in the truck in ages to find out. So I'm going to have to find out for myself. So, you know, that's a good thing, because it was something that the truck, I don't want to say the truck needed, but it was either new axles and shackles and all that other BS, or put airbags on it to give it a little bit of a, you know, as Robbie would say, part of it, his people, I think it's how it was. Hopefully the guys will call in. I don't know. I just got off the phone with Greg here a little bit ago, because, you know, he's been dealing with his phone, keeps shutting off and restarting. Anybody else having that type of problem? I'm curious to find out if anybody else is. So, you know, the number to call in here, and I know I'm not on live on Facebook because, you know what? I just decided I wasn't doing it tonight. I should have. I probably could have, because, but it's hard to interact with the people on Facebook. So I wasn't doing Facebook. Okay. So what was I saying? See, it's been a while. I'm losing track again. So, but Greg's phone, that's what it was. It keeps turning on and shutting down, you know, in the middle of a conversation talking to somebody, it'll just shut off. We got Verizon and a couple other people that we are, you know, Robbie and, you know, another friend, Rob. I don't know if all of you guys know him or not, but, you know, some of you guys that are part of Redneck and I's or have been around us for years know who Rob Biden is too. But they have also been having trouble with their Verizon phones. So who else has been having trouble? And I know I'm asking questions and nobody's here, but hey, listen to the podcast, re-listen, message us, let us know what you think. Okay. And I probably should do Facebook, but, you know, every time I plug my mic in, it seems like my mouse don't want to work no more. And I don't know why. So what I might do, I know it's a little bit late, but I may go ahead and get a setup on Facebook just because I can. You know. Yeah, I just got to look at my total disaster. So do I really want to do that? That is a question for another day, I think. Because I did not get my area cleaned up enough, because I have been rooting and roaring through all kinds of stuff here lately. So let me see. I like to do this on Facebook, too, only because, you know, it does help, because a lot of people do watch us there, too. So let's see what we can do. See, it's been so long, I forgot what I was doing. Okay. So I am going to start this live on Facebook. But you guys just have to deal with what's going on around here. It's not too bad. I can move in here. So, with everything that's going on in your life and what's going on in our lives, any new exciting news that you guys have to share? I mean, I know we've all been talking about all the rules and regulations and this COVID stuff. They've been talking about these new things, and I haven't been on that, so I can't really talk about it. You know, so I'd love to get somebody on here that actually knows about it and can tell us a little bit more about it, too. It would be nice. So with that being said, and I know I just kind of walked away because I'm, you know, multitasking as I do, because that is who I am. So let's see what else we can pull up and talk about today. Okay. Let's see. All right, like I said, I'm going to get this set up on Facebook here so we can do live too. All right, there we are. We are live on Facebook as well. Sorry about the delay, Facebook. I was kind of getting sidetracked and didn't get things started quite quick enough. So now that we got it all started and up and running, we're ready to go. Okay, so we were talking a little bit about what we've been doing the last few weeks, being out of, being on the radio, stuff going on with you guys at home. So let me know what's been going on with you. Okay. Sorry, I broke my glasses, so I've been struggling to see things. I do actually have other glasses, but they're a pain because if I look away with them on, then it's like I can't see very well because I get dizzy because they're all bifocals. So I'm pulling up our video on my Facebook, so it makes it on my phone, so it makes it easier for me to see your guys' comments. Okay.
Let's shut that off.
Okay. All right. Now that I got that shut off, don't mind the whole, you know, this is the lifestyle of being at home. Okay. So, let's get back here. All right. So, like I said, last week it was rough because, or the week before, I had the yard sale going on. So, I didn't do a lot with the radio show, and I didn't do it at all, and I'm sorry for that for anybody who was actually wanting to jump on and, you know, hang out for a while. My bad. You know, I was doing the yard sale, and it was, like, nonstop, but I got rid of crap. Like I said, that's all I wanted to do was get rid of stuff, so I did that. And with Robbie being home and – or being home.
Yeah,
second home. Robbie being here and then also with Greg being home too, I totally lost track of everything going on and lost track of time and forgot about the radio show on this past Wednesday. So now we are back again. I'm here and I want to talk to you a little bit about some of the new adventure that I am actually getting myself into. I have actually started, I will be starting at the first of the week doing, dispatching, basically, for Greg and Donnie. They both work for the same company, so it's going to be pretty easy for me to do that because it'll be a lot better in a way because I can handle it for them, maybe find a little bit better hang loads, you know, but we all know how the load boards are. You know, you can't find loads to save your butt that actually pay anything. You know, and with fuel being so high, and I know fuel prices are coming down a little bit, but they're still not coming down enough. I know our gas prices here around home went from $4.60, you know, take that back, $4.80, $4.90. Now, today when I went over to my dad's, one gas station up the street up here was $4.64, and now it was $4.43, I think. So I'll find out tomorrow because I got to get gas. So, okay. Let's see. There was something I wanted to tell you guys about. I got to find it because, of course, I lost it. Now, I saved it so I could talk to you guys about it tonight. Yeah, buddy. I know there's been a few people that I've talked to that is actually, you know, starting. I can't say that I've actually talked to. A few people know that it's actually starting adventures in the trucking industry, which I would really, really like to hear from you, Miss Cheryl. You know who you are. I've seen that post that you posted. So come on and talk to me about it. Let me know what you're doing because I just want to know because, you know, I'm nosy like that. So let me know what you're doing so we can talk about it. Because like I said, I am starting, I don't know what my phone, my computer's doing something weird here, guys. Okay, I have no clue what just happened. Just bear with me. It literally just started moving stuff all over my screen. I've been playing with this because when it comes to me doing, the other businesses that I'm currently going to get myself into, it's going to be something that I have to manage and try working. So I'm not the best when it comes to computer stuff. So I'm trying to learn different things that I can do to change the layout of my computer. And that's what it just kind of did. It did what I was messing with earlier today. So it kind of threw me for a loop for a minute. I'm thinking, what in the heck just happened? And I was moving stuff that I shouldn't have been moving. Okay, so the thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, which kind of I seen it today when I was scrolling through Facebook earlier, and it's off of CDLLife.com. It's trucker arrested for using fraudulent license plates to avoid easy pass tolls, is what the Maine State Police say. Okay, so where's the article? There we go. And what it says is the truck driver is facing multiple charges after he was allegedly caught using a false license plate in order to avoid tolls. Maine State Police, the MSP, Commercial Vehicle Enforcement Unit, Trooper K, recently received a complaint about a semi-truck traveling throughout the interstate and Maine Turnpike system while displaying a license plate stolen out of Massachusetts on the front of the truck, according to the MSP. The complainant said that the truck driver was avoiding tolls by passing through the easy pass lanes with the stolen plate. The complainant led to a multiple agency investigation involving New York State Police, the New Hampshire State Police, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Investigators eventually identified a suspect. This was a very brazen person. Early on July 12, 2022, troopers located the suspect truck traveling on I-95. Police approached the vehicle as it stopped at a gas station in Augusta. The truck driver was identified as Don Southey, 52, of New Brunswick, Canada. Want to hear what's even funnier? That plate that he had on the front of his truck was a trailer plate. Yeah. And it stained right on it. Massachusetts trailer. Okay. Southey ultimately cooperated with the investigation and provided the stolen license plate to troopers, indicating he had found it along the highway in Massachusetts and displayed it on his truck when traveling through toll plazas to avoid paying, he said. Wait a minute. My cat's trying to get through the blind. She has to always look out the blind. I don't know what their deal is. But anyways, MSP says that Southey was issued criminal summonses for theft of lost or misladen property, theft of services, theft by deception, and attaching false plates, all Class E crimes. Oh, he's probably going to be paying a pretty hefty fine. And I was like, wow, that was kind of, you know, crazy. Yeah, it took a lot of gumption to do that, I think. But then again, you know, I wonder if they're going to revoke him from driving, you know, coming back to the States again since he was from Canada. That's a thought, huh? Okay, here's another one. This was back, you know, yesterday. This was posted. It's out of control semi leaves plywood scattered in massive trail. Yikes, 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 because there's a lot of plywood. And the price of plywood, holy crap. All right. Four people were hurt, and the truck driver was cited after he lost control on a ramp in Louisiana on Monday afternoon. The wreck happened on July 11th in Baton Rouge on a two-lane ramp near I-10 and I-110 merge. According to the WAFB News, the semi-truck was traveling along the ramp when it lost control and the load shifted, sending the load of plywood flying off the trailer and into nearby cars. The force of the impact crushed one car entirely and did substantial damage to another. The semi-truck also overturned the sustained damage in the incident. Hey, that gotta keep scrolling. Wow, this car looks really bad. The side of the truck doesn't look too good either. Four people from the two damaged cars were taken to the hospital following the incident. The injuries were not considered life-threatening. All of them sustained non-life-threatening injuries. So they're very lucky because the truck was hauling plywood, from what I'm told, and that's very heavy. Well, it's plywood. It depends on the thickness of it, right? And it hit just right. And it could have been much more severe, said Mike Schutz with EMS. They say that it isn't the first time they've seen an incident on this stretch of ramp. Well, yeah, because I'm looking at the ramp right here from where the car is sitting and where the plywood landed on the car. It's a two-lane ramp, okay? But it comes around a curve. So if you're going too fast on that curve, yeah, your load could shift. That's a, you know, that's with anything, not just plywood, okay? And it goes on to say, as you make that turn, that load can shift, which has before. We've had crashes like this that have occurred to where when they're coming around, the load that they're carrying can actually shift on the trailer, causing it to become unbalanced. And from there, that load as happened to fell over. Okay. This should have been rewrote a little bit better, but okay. I'm not a English major, but anyways, said Sergeant McKinley with the Baton Rouge Police Department. The truck driver, 34 years old, Sergio Cerroso Hernandez. I know I just butchered that name, but I got the Sergio and Hernandez, so was charged with disregard for controls and careless driving. Yeah. Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of plywood. Luckily, nobody was hurt or killed. I mean, you know, severely hurt, I should say. So, okay. All right, let's see. I just pulled up something else here. Okay. A son who followed in his mom's footsteps and became a trucker, for all you single moms out there raising strong, respectful men, live by example. It's so worth it. And days when you want to pull your hair out, remember, they are only small for a little bit of time. This is for all of you hardworking parents raising awesome little people. Cherish every moment with them and let them know how much they are loved. Okay, that is how this article starts out. And that's from Lisa from a day ago. Okay. And she is on the CDL Life app, and she posts a picture and just talking about how her son followed in her footsteps. And it doesn't go anything. That's all she posted in the picture, and then it talks about, you know, people leaving comments to her. So, which is nice. Great to see. And that's through the app, and I'm not going to download the app. So, all right. So what's going on with everybody out there? I know we have a couple people watching on Facebook tonight. So who are you? Say hi. I do have one comment. Let's see. Commented here. Can't even see it. How my life goes. Like I said, it's one of them days. All right. So, see how things are going with everybody out there. Anybody have anything to talk about? No? Me neither. And I know, you know, it's getting hard with everything that's going on with the industry this, you know, time around, and how things are, and none of us have, you know, anything. I can't just say that we don't have anything positive to say about the industry, because there is positive things out there, but there's also a lot of turmoil going on out there too. So it does make it rough for anybody to want to actually go out and be part of the trucking industry. Especially since, you know, the fuel surcharge isn't getting any better, which is sad. And I really wish it was than what it has been. But from what I am seeing,
not getting any better. I actually found out today for our company, it actually went down by 2 cents today. 6 cents or three cents. So just because the prices come down on fuel and they think they need to drop it, they'll leave it up for a while in order to compensate for everything else when it went down. Hi, Kaylee. How are you? And we've been doing good. How's the baby? I want about time I see Rowan again. So anyways, that is actually our friend Donnie. Y'all know him. That's his daughter that's chatting a little bit on Facebook Live today and letting us know what's going on. So, okay. My eyes are itching. We got rain today, guys. We haven't had rain in, you know, a while. I've been having to mow or water my garden every day. So today getting some rain is actually nice. It's not enough, but it is a start. I'll probably still go out if we don't get more rain later to actually give it some more water. Because my poor bean plants looked horrible today. Or yesterday, I mean, I should say. So, because they were just dry looking, terrible, and I just didn't like it. Okay, so let's see. I'll go here. Why is it I keep losing apps? I think I just need to stop and start over. This is bad. I'm losing the apps that I need. Bad day. Bad day. I don't even know if you've been still on the radio. Because I just lost it. I know it's still telling me we are on. Do you ever have one of them days? Guess what? I'm having one of them days. It's very bad. I don't know what is going on. The studio setting, where'd it go? There we are. We're back again. Why did I lose it? Okay, so needless to say, I have no clue what happened there. I don't know because I didn't shut it off. I think I just need to quit touching buttons. Maybe that would be the start. Okay, so. Alrighty. Now that I got the stuff back on the computer, I think for a little while. So we'll see how long this lasts before I screw something else up again. So, how is everybody doing? Still wanting to hear from you guys. Okay, have you guys heard of the Truckers for Hope truck show? We've talked about it on here before, and I know Greg and I are planning to be there. And Robbie's going to try, but you know, because it's a lot for a lot of them to come in for something like that. It's a 4-day show. No, 3-day show. 23rd, 24th, 25th, 3-day show. Out in Mill Hall, PA. Okay? And it's out of the fairgrounds, and they're going to have truck and tractor pulls. I really wish my mouse would work again. I think it's my problem. Okay, I'm going to pull it up so I can tell you exactly everything they're going to have if I don't lose it, which that's a possibility since I lose everything on here today. Okay, there we go. All right, their schedule, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun, honestly. It's a non-judged show, you know, but that's what is making it nice. Okay, let me find That's their email. Ah, there's their website. That's what I want. Okay.
Because Recognize has actually, we're one of the sponsors for the Barrel Train. Okay. So, which is really cool. Our cows will be on one of the little trains that, or the little barrels that they can pull around with a tractor and take kids around for rides on the fairgrounds. So I'm thinking it's going to be pretty cool, you know, and I can't wait to see that and see everything else that's going on out there. So, because they're going to have a truck light up night, okay? And what that consists of is, let me get this a little bit bigger so I can see it. Okay, what it consists of is a light show, just all the trucks along like the midway parked at angles, and at night they're going to flip the lights on. So I think it's pretty cool. I think it's going to be nice. They're doing dinos and let me see. I'll get to the – okay, everything here. All right. So – and I'm going to try to get a hold of Jason Smith. He's the one that runs this show. I'm going to see if I can get him to come on with me next week. I'm going to reach out to him this week and see if we can schedule for a time next week. If Wednesday's good for him, then great. If not, then – I will get with Ed, and we will do a combined thing on another night with the three of us together. So this is kind of what I'm thinking. But, you know, we've talked about the show that Redneck and I wants to put on in Canfield, Ohio in July of 2024. And I know we talk about it, and it's, you know, it seems like it's so far off. But do you know that's it's 2 years away? It's going to take us a year or more to get everything lined up and done. And what Jason and his crew are doing out there in Mill Hall, which is, I believe he told me this is their sixth year of doing this, it's exactly what we all talked about wanting to do for all the drivers in our area or all the drivers that we know, period. So it's really cool, and it's going to be a lot of fun, I really do believe. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys the schedule here. On Thursday, September 2nd, you know, that's when everybody can arrive. The camper arrive, the truck convoy, the vendors arrive all by 9 a.m. The truck convoy is at 6 p.m. I'm not sure exactly what that's going to consist of. If that's going to be, you know, them all meeting in one area and driving in together, I don't know. But we will be there, you know, at 9 a.m. because we are taking our camper, but Greg is also bringing the truck too, I believe. That's what the last thing was at one point. No, but again, you never know. Things can always change. Now, every day, let's see, just wanted to look over everything, make sure I had it right before I said it. Because everything starts on Thursday. It's when they start bringing everything. I'm not sure exactly what they're doing on Thursday for sure. But for their schedule, on Friday the 23rd of September, there's monster truck rides all day long. Yep, I'm in on that one. There's truck parking that can park all day. There's an animal display. There's a 4x4 show entry, $40, includes 20% off on a dyno. I'm thinking that's for the truck and tractor pulls, to be honest with you. There's a UTV pickup semi-truck drags at 6 o'clock, cornhole tournament, which also registration starts at 6 and the thing starts at 7, long haul Paul music at 7 p.m., and Tony Justice at 9 p.m. on the stage. Now, Saturday, again, you have the monster truck rides all day, the truck parking, the animal display, the entry, dyno all day, and I'm thinking that's something Greg wanted to do. 4x4 pole. It's a kids' day, so they're going to have all kinds of stuff for kids. They've had actually, if you go to their Facebook page, which is Truckers for Hope, you can see all the different things that they've done for kids for that. Okay, again, cornhole tournament, registration at 2, starts at 3. Semi-poles start at 4. Semi-drags start at 5. Light show at 8 p.m. and fireworks at 8:15. And then Little Texas will come on the stage at 9 p.m. So that's kind of cool, you know. And then on Sunday, the last day, you have church service at 10 a.m., 2 a.m. music, must be a band, after service at the stage, must be the name of it, 2 a.m. or 2 a.m. I don't know. And Bull Ride Mania starts at 2 p.m. So, I mean, you get more information about the summer drags, you know, because it's going to be multiple different things with that. You can do the truck and hot tractor pull classes on September 24th. There's the small block, big block, street diesel, mod small block, mod big block. Okay, I'm done. I'm not going over the this, mod that, diesel this. What you run, what you brung. And then there's powder puff. Should I take my toy out and do the powder puff? I think that'd be pretty cool. What do y'all think? I think it's pretty cool, right? I think it would be. I don't think Greg would think it'd be pretty cool, but I think it would be pretty cool. Okay. So, and then, you know, polls, and there's going to be top five cash payouts. The street semi is a 2,000 added money. Big boys, 2,000 added money. Hot semi is 1,500. And the poll starts at 4. Then by full poll production, rules apply. Okay, but they're not saying that they're doing their big people. So I'm hoping it's going to be fun. I think it will be. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be something different than our normal truck shows that we're all used to going to. So, but this is not a BYOB, so don't bring your own alcohol. They have a tent set up, you know, that you can purchase during events. So just remember that because they're trying to raise money. And most everybody out there, the way I understand it, all the vendors then are giving a portion of whatever they make that day to the foundation that this started for, which is Hope for Hayes. And that's tag Hope for Hayes. So check that out too. Camping is available at $50 per night, but I think they're already full on other campsites. So unfortunately, people, you're not going to be able to get a campsite now. Because we were on a waiting list, and luckily, you know, we were actually bumped up and able to get a spot. Let's see, campers may not hand down any spots, so if you have a spot already that you've put into, you cannot get it right now because of the fact they're not letting you do that. All right. Any campers that this is the prior year will be placed on our waiting list. Okay, a golf course must be insured with proof of insurance. All drivers must have a valid driver's license. With all carts parked by 8 p.m. until 1:30 to 11:30 p.m. They don't want you running them after dark. I can understand that. Not all golf carts are lights. So, and pets are not allowed on show grounds and must remain at the campers. Well, might want to be around people because they want to be held when they're around people. So I'm good with that. They can stay in the camper. Because, of course, yes, we will have our kids with us because they're ours, right? Okay. So that is the truck show in September. Now, we all know what's going on this weekend, right? Do y'all know? I'm going to tell you. Iowa 80s, big old show's going on this weekend. We do have a couple people out there. So if you're going to be out there, look for, you know, Holly with LTR. She's going to be there. She's going to have some stuff to give away to people. That is, you know, not only just LTR stuff, but also Redneck and I stuff. So check her out. And then we have Kelly is also going to be out there. So, you know, check them out and see. Give them a little bit of heads up and say, hey, I heard you guys on the radio. It'd be nice to, you know that we have some people out there that's actually listening that's going to be out there at the shows. Like I said, we will be at Mill Hall, which I think is going to be a lot of fun because just looking at their stuff from past years, it's really going to be a lot of fun. So I'm going to take a quick little sponsor break here. And since we were talking about LTR, we're going to give them a shout out.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneck and Eyes, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
All right, so there it is. LTR will be at Iowa 80s Jamboree. Okay, which is considered the Walcott Jamboree, I think is how they put it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure because I've never been there, but the way that I've seen that the layout is, I think it would be a lot of fun because, you know, the place is just amazing out there, but I haven't been there in years, and from what I'm hearing, it's not near as good as it used to be, but how it goes, I guess. Okay. So, like I said, we'll be at the Truckers for Hope truck show in September. And it's still up in the air about if we're going to take the big truck. So, I mean, it'd be nice, too, because it does have all of our stuff on it. And, you know, and I'm not just tooting my own horn because of, you know, here we go. But the truck is nice. For the age, we do, well, I don't want to say we. Greg does a lot of work to keep it up to par. So it is nice to get recognized for the truck because people know the truck being affiliated with Redneck and Eyes. So which is a great thing because we get a lot of people that reach out to us and say, well, Greg has had people before tell him, I've seen you, especially after the truck show down in Louisville, you know, over the years being down there, somebody always says, I've seen that truck at Louisville. It was down there. And, you know, Greg's like, yes. And he'll talk to him about it and tell him, you know, what we're about, which is nice to get, you know, of course, like any other thing, you always want to get your name out there. And that's what we are trying to do here with this and then go into the truck show in September. A couple other people said they're going to try and make it in too, so it'd be more of us there than just Greg and I and possibly Robbie and Ed, so which would be really nice if we can get more people there. So we shall see. But, you know how it goes. Everybody has a life or, you know, it's, I don't want to say it's hard to get things done and do things like that, but for some people it is, and for others it's just like they just don't care. They say they're going to do this, and they say they're going to do that, and they're all in and full bore, and when it comes down to it, they're nowhere to be found. So, okay, I'm going to let you know real quick here. If you want to be part of the conversation and be on the radio with me and just chat, number here to call in is 515-602-9731, and it's option one if you want to be part of the conversation. You don't have to be, mind you, but I would love you to be just so we can sit here and chat. So, whoa, I thought I heard something. Okay. So, let's see. But with Walcott, like I said, we have Holly and James from LTR both going to be there. And both great people. They were down at Louisville with us, and Holly's been part of Redneck and Eyes for a few years. So they're going to be out there handing out stuff and promoting not only LTR, but also Redneck and Eyes. So if you guys are out there at Walcott this weekend, like I said, look them up. I'm not sure where they're going to be out there. I was hoping Holly would call in tonight. She hasn't, so I know she was trying to get stuff put together to be out there because I sent her some stuff to take. So we'll see if she does happen to call in yet. But I don't know. So, all right. So like I said, you know, around here the last few weeks has been pretty busy. We've had a lot of stuff going on. Like I told you guys, Greg did the stuff with the airbags on the front of the truck. And he said it rides a lot better. Like I said, I don't know because I haven't been in the truck in years. Well, not years. I haven't been in the truck since he put the airbags on. So, but what he says, it's like a whole different thing. But I also can tell you, it was a whole new monster to do it. Robbie was here when they were doing it, and it was like crazy the stuff they were trying to do. because they had to modify a bunch of pieces, not really a bunch of pieces, but a lower radiator hose in order to get the bags to go on just, or the bag to go on just on the right side of the truck. So, but yeah, I mean, it seemed to be good, you know, once it was done and he learned how to finagle and work it, and, you know, like anything new, it's a learning experience. So, but, so, if you guys are listening, whether it be Facebook or, you know, online here, whatever the case may be, check out our website, and that is www.redneckandeyes.com, and look at some of our cool merchandise we have. We have shirts, we have hats, you know, I have to up our inventory, but, hey, it's going to be a good thing when we get everything up and running better. But right now, with low sponsorship, not really low, I can't say low sponsorship, but with us not doing a whole lot, it's kind of hard to, you know, cause it's always all of us that's ever done everything. So I have sent out a couple things today to a couple different, you know, sponsors that we've had in the past about, you know, some sponsorship for an upcoming show and for, you know, us making it to Mill Hall, PA. Because we shouldn't have to, since we're going out there to quote Redneck and Eyes and work it out there with them, we shouldn't have to use, you know, your own funds. Or, you know, we do have a group. We're okay, but it's not cheap to, you know, run from truck show to do all that stuff. That's the reason we have never done that before. We are finding more little shows that we want to be a part of because you're going to get more out of the little shows than you are the big shows. Because as you all know, we've vowed that we will not be back at Louisville again. If we do go back down there, it'll be in a truck, nothing more, nothing less, just a truck. So, but like I said, we vowed we would not be down there. After this last year and everything that went on with just trying to get ready for Matt's over the past few years, we have a point to prove, and we are going to prove it. That is just how it's going to be. That's the way we're going to do it. So jump on board and watch, because it's going to be interesting. Okay. See, I'm trying to look at the thing. Like I said, I broke my other glasses that I wore all the time. Because I told Greg, I pulled a Greg. I was taking a plate off of a trailer. And it was off a little boat trailer. And it was hot out. I had a ball cap on, had my glasses on. I'm trying to look and see it. And I was actually in the middle. I was leaning down and my glasses kept fogging up. Because it was hot out. So I took my glasses off. And instead of laying them on the back of the boat, I laid them on the ground. Well, I picked my foot up to reposition myself to get to the other boat on the other side. And I stepped on them, and all I heard was a crunch. So I looked at them. I was like, yeah, there ain't no fixing these. And I'll show you. Because, see, they were wire on the bottom. And the wire broke, came out, and now they're all kind of twisted. Yeah. So I am actually going tomorrow to get new glasses. I was going to do it today, but I waited on a phone call most of the day, and finally I received a phone call later in the afternoon, so it was just too late to run and get them done. So I'm going to go in the morning, get on, because that's what I told you guys earlier in the conversation, that I'm going to start dispatching and finding loads for Greg and me. So I think it's going to be good as long as I don't get yelled at about a load I find because it happens with the load. Because I'm not going to, yeah, no. If you have an issue with the load, call me. I'll take it up with the broker then.
Don't yell at me. But we all know how brokers are, and that's about the only thing anymore. With van freight, everybody works off of a brokerage. So it's going to be different for me to do this because I've been trucking, you know, for years because my dad's been around it. You know, he's been trucking for 25 years maybe, you know, actually driving the truck, 25, 30, something like that. I can't tell you. Let's see. Well, I can tell you because he started back in 93 driving. Yeah, 93. Because it was before my daughter was born. She was born in 95. So it was 93, 94. Somewhere around that time frame. Well, anyways, so he was doing that. My dad was driving, and then I decided I was getting my license. And, you know, my dad always worked on trucks, and I always helped him growing up and all that fun stuff. So I've never dispatched. When Greg and I were applying for another company, we were able to work the load board or use the load board. And I did a little bit there, too. But a lot of times I just gave, you know, I'd tell him about a load. I'd give him the number. He'd call, dicker with him. Because he was the one that ran the truck mostly, and I did, you know, yeah, I drove the truck. But if you ask him, I would drive the truck. Then he'd try sleeping, and I would hit the rumble strips, and then I would tell him that I was so tired, and he'd take over. Yeah. I wasn't as tired. Well, yeah, sometimes, because I don't like to drive at night. Okay, so driving during the day is fine with me. He don't like to drive during the day because of all the idiotic people and all the cars. I'm okay with it. I don't think I have near as much road rage as he does, but he's been in the industry way longer than me. So he's seen a little bit more of it than I ever have. So there you go. That works. But it's just one of them things, I guess. So now with me getting ready to do this, I have been trying to prepare myself with everything that I'm going to need to do, and I have been reorganizing and making it so, like I said earlier, I've been working on my computer trying to get things set so when I get a load for them that it's easy for me to put it here and put it there and take care of it that way. So I'm not trying to fumble when they need something quick. So I was trying to break down my screen in order to see two different load boards at one time. So the split screen, but I can do that in four different ways. I can have a bunch of things open and move them. And that's how I did this tonight. And I said I lost my Facebook Live. And then I lost that. I was messing too much today. So, and I must have clicked something just right and it moved everything around. So, but anyways, so that's how it's been here today. And it's just been overwhelming to think of what I'm going to have to do. And, you know, because I'm a bickerer. So, you know, when it comes to the fact that, you know, calling and, you know, going with a dispatcher or a broker and trying to get a better rate on something, I can run numbers. I'm good at numbers, at running numbers, I should say, and figuring out what the best thing is. But when you look at some of the loads that I have been seeing and Greg has been seeing and Greg has been hauling, and even, you know, with Robbie when he was here, he had a broker that he told him, found the rate, and he told him, he says, no, it's too cheap. And the guy told him, he was too expensive. Well, Robbie pulls a specialized trailer because he has the double drop or the detach, whatever you want to call it. So, yeah, he's going to be a little bit more picky with what he loads because he has to be able, because he's specialized. There's an issue there. That freight should not be dirt cheap as regular, you know, steel or, you know, regular general freight. And some of the stuff in the dry vans, it all depends on what it is, what it's going to cost you. You know, the automotive, of course, is going to be more expensive because it's a time-sensitive type issue. You have paper. It's not time-sensitive, but it's a heavy load and cheap.
mind you. You know, so you have the water. Again, it's not going to be time sensitive, but it's going to be heavy. So there's a lot of different things. Like Greg said today, the load that he loaded today, forklift parts, I think is what he said. And it was like 10,000 pounds or so. That's what he told me. But so, which is good. It's a great light load. But it didn't pay nothing. And you're still going, you know, what was it, 300 and some miles, I think? So you break that down with the rate of the load and you break it down, you know, yeah, it looks good on paper when you look at it, but when you break down and you take your fuel portion of that and then you add your expenses of anything else that you may have to do, just like you had a brake chamber that the Maxi blew. He usually always carries Maxis with him, but when he took stuff out of the truck and put it on the headache rack on the back of the truck to give, you know, for more space, he took the headache rack off because he didn't need the extra weight. So he took the headache rack off, and it's sitting in the back at my dad's. And I'm assuming that is where his pancakes are for his Maxis. So he had to go into a shop. The shop that he went to, I need to put a shout out to him, but I cannot remember the name. Solomon's, I believe, down there in, where was it? Greg's going to have to tell me because I can't remember. So I will post that because we definitely want to shout out to them because they were really good about getting ready to get it fixed. But I'm pretty sure it was Solomon's. And see, it happens when I have, my grandmother calling. Okay. I forgot to mute the phone. Sorry, everybody. So, okay. See, Greg's going to tell us the answer to the question because I cannot remember where it's at because he's coming on. So, here we go. Let's put on Greg.
Yeah. It's what place is called Sullins. It's down there at Kings Mountain. It's the old dumpy Kings Mountain Travel Plaza. They're right across the road from them.
Okay.
Real nice people.
So we'll have to definitely, you know, when you get back in or later tonight, send me, because I know you have their business card, correct?
Right.
Okay. So
really nice people and real reasonable.
Right. When you get time, we'll have to get their stuff and put it online. And so if anybody else needs them, they know where to go.
Right. That's a little family-owned business. Man, his wife, these two kids run it.
Now, mind you, everybody that's listening in Facebook land and everywhere else, 2 weeks ago when Greg was down there, they had to put a brake chamber on the truck. And then this week, he had to have a Maxi put on. You want to tell the story of why you had to have a Maxi put on?
No, A couple weeks ago, the brake chamber went out in between the service and the emergency. It went out. So then this week I got down there and unloaded and come down on the brake chart because a guy done a stupid stunt at the receiver and jumped down off the dock behind the truck and almost backed over him because he was stupid. There ain't no other way to put it. So anyhow, that shouldn't have made it blow, but anyhow, I blew a diaphragm out of the service side of the brake chamber on the truck. So it was leaking when you hit the brake, so I took it back over to them, and they replaced that this morning. But they're real reasonable. They don't rob you. They're pleasant to talk to. I mean, real nice people. You need more of them like that. You need more places like that. Now TA, Petro, Loves, all them, all they're out for is to rob you. They don't care. You know, so I got no use for these big truck stop chains because they're not mechanics. They're parts changers and they're not very good ones of them.
Right.
Did This guy's been in business for 25 years, I think he said.
And you said he still goes out and does the road calls, right?
Yep, he still goes out and serves his truck and does road calls right along with, he's got his two sons that works with him. His wife works in the office there, which is just a little place. And he's got a couple, three other guys that work there with him. And they was, well, one of them was a truck driver, and he sold his truck and went to work for him as a mechanic. And they're good. They're damn good. They're quick, and they're reasonable priced, and they're good.
Because I know when you said their shop rate, you know.
Right.
And when I think of the shop rate of around some of the places around here, you know, it's very reasonable compared to,
right.
You know, you go to like TA or one of the other ones where their shop rate's going to be almost double that.
Yep. Well, his shop rate's $115 an hour. Now, I heard that a place, one of his competitors right across the street, I've heard from other people that it's $500 if they start their service truck up. When they leave the shop, it's $500. That's where it starts at. So go from there. You know, now to me, that's taking advantage of a bad situation.
Exactly. But you know as well as I do, there's going to be people that's going to pay it because they need that truck fixed and gone. Especially if they're, you know, a company driver. Those companies don't care. They don't pay to get that truck running again.
Well, the part.
We were losing you.
I'm just out here, getting up here pretty close to Jellicoe.
Yeah, you were breaking up there.
Yeah. Well, I left you a message. Your mic, something's going on with your mic because it's breaking up. Got a crackling noise in it on the radio.
Well, crap.
I don't know if anybody else is hearing it, but it is.
Well, there's only you and Robbie on, so I'm going to try.
Well, he ain't nobody. He ain't important. I am. You there? You there? Well, since you don't want to talk to us, Robbie, if you can hear me, if they don't get their act together, her and Ed, we're going to have to take over the radio show. Really? Dev. Jesus Christ. Are you there? All right. Are you there? Are you there?
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Today's truckers have a lot on their minds. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.